Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Lost Levels podcast. This is podcast number 81. Today, we're going to be talking about Super Mario Bros. 1 through 3 as part of our 80s series where we talk about NES games from the 80s. It's going to be really fun, so I hope you guys stick around and listen to what we have to say. Joining me today, we have Dark Boo.
Yes, hey!
We have Toadette.
Beep.
And we have three guests today. First, we have returning James.
Hello.
We have Barky.
Howdy.
And we have a new guest, Riley.
How's it going?
So today's podcast is, like what I said, is about the Super Mario Bros. 1 through 3. So we're going to be talking about the series and some other general stuff about it. So let me get into the questions. We're going to do a roundtable discussion as per usual because, you know, why not? And it's the easiest to do. So we're going to do this in order, starting with Dark Boo, if that's okay with you, Boo.
Yes, that is okay.
All right, okay. So I'm going to ask you the first question. When is the first time you played each game? So when was the first time you played Super Mario Bros. 1, 2, and 3? And by 2, of course, I mean the USA European version, not the Japanese version.
The first time I played? The first one? Whoa, that was like in... It wasn't way back because I didn't have an NES. When I did have an NES, what? 2000... No, I can't say 2004. It can't be 2004. Well, on the second one, I had that for Game Boy Advance, so that was like 2001 or 2. I don't know what ever happened to that game. It had to be 2001 or 2. I don't know when I got a Game Boy Advance. When I got the Game Boy Advance, that's the game I got. So I don't know. 2000, I will think 2000 or 2001. And for the third one, I played that in like 2000 on my old laptop, 2011, probably. Yeah, 2011, because I wanted to try it out, then I got mad, so I got the emulator, and it still failed, so, yeah.
Oh, so that's it?
Oh, yes. Them all the years, and I don't want to go into depth what happened. The first one, I could say I was happy, but the second one, that third one, though, please.
Yeah, we'll get more into that later. Toadette?
The first one I played, like, several times in many forms. Like, I don't even remember the first time I played it. You know, I played the online versions of it, like, parody versions of it. The actual game itself on an NES and all, in, like, a video game museum. The second one, I played, like, bits and portions of it on, like, you know, like, the mini version of, like, Brawnall, Artist Peach. But I played the whole game online earlier this year, I think, maybe in, like, March, April. And the third one, I never played.
All right. Next, James.
The first time I played the original Super Mario Brothers was on an NES, and that was about 2006, I believe. And then the first time I fully completed it wasn't until earlier this year, and that wasn't for all, and that took me about 2 hours. But then again, I must point out, I downloaded onto my 3DS because I had the mini virtual console version, and I sort of skipped along, if that makes sense, and then ran through the course like that. Super Mario Brothers 2, never played it. Super Mario Brothers 3, I had that again on the virtual console, and that I've yet to complete that. It's on one of my very big backlog of games to complete, and I've really got to complete it. So, I like Super Mario Bros. 3 for that matter. It's a very, very intuitive and very good game. That's the third time I've played it. So, yeah.
Barky?
First time I played Super Mario Bros. Was... its re-release on the Game Boy Color. And that was ages ago. I can't even remember. Second one I played around the release of the Game Boy Advanced. And then the third one I played around the time that I got Pokemon Emerald, which I want to say 2005-ish. And since then I've owned different re-releases, Virtual Console, this, that, and the other.
All right. Riley?
Oh, boy. I played, like, all of them around the same time. Because a friend I met around 2005, I think, had the SNES with the Super Mario All-Stars collection on it. And so I played them all then.
All right.
Oh, okay.
All right.
As for me, oh my god, I completely forgot everything. Damn. Okay, I remembered playing Super Mario Bros. Deluxe, if we count that. It was like back in 2000 or 2001. It was on the Game Boy Color. I remember the Game Boy Color so well right now since Barky mentioned it. Like, literally, like, it had the levels, and, like, didn't they have more levels after? Like, they had the...
You could run through the levels again and find, like, red coins or a Yoshi egg.
Yeah, that was it. So that game was really awesome. So that was the first time I played it, like, back in 2001. For Super Mario Bros. 2, to be honest, the first one I played was the Game Boy Advance version back in 2002. Because it was like when the Game Boy Advance first came out. So the Game Boy Advance came out in like 2001. My brother got it at the same time I got Mario Kart Super Circuit. So I think like 2002. Like really early 2002. And all I knew is I didn't understand the game at all because I thought you had to jump on people. And like I just jumped on them and nothing happened. I was like, why isn't anything happening? And then my brother was like, oh, you got to grab the enemy. I was like, how do you grab it? And I just didn't know how to play it at first until like years later. So... But years later, I did enjoy it. So that was, like, back in 2002. And Super Mario Bros. 3, that was, like, in 2005 or 6. I know my brother had the NES version, but I never even knew it until he told me years later. So I remember I played it on the Game Boy Advance when I bought it, like, when that game first came out. So basically, the first time I played everything was on the Game Boy Advance. But I played, like, other stuff, like the NES versions and stuff on the official NES, of course. And they were really fun, but... Yeah, so basically, like, I would say, like, 2001, 2002, and 2005 or 6 in order for each game, respectively. So, yeah. Next question. Ooh, I feel like this is, like, the best. Have you beat each game? Okay, because some people really don't beat the game. They just, like, play through it, like, I can't win. Oh, well. So, do you really have beat every single game, Dark Boo?
The cheating... I cheated. I'm not gonna lie, I cheated. The first one, I cheated. I went to the warp zone and I chose 4. So I skipped world 2 and 3. And for the second one, I cheated. I used the potion that I used that magic potion, whatever, and then I hop into a vase. It's like an actual warp zone. I think that warped you to like world 6 or 8, one of them. Or something around that nature. The third one I have yet to be because that game get on my goddamn nerves. Oh my god, that game get on my nerves. So I'm not even going to attempt to beat 3 because I get so aggravated when I play that game. It's either because at first I be rushing because I hate when you gotta do everything over. So I rush through it. And then after, I'm like, oh my god, I gotta do this again because I die. So... Yeah, so the third one I'm never going to beat. Well, I'm not going to say never because who knows. But the third one I didn't beat. The first one and the second one I beat because I cheated and took warp zones.
All right. Toadette?
Yeah, like I said, I never played 3, but I beat 1 and 2. And 1, it took me a couple of tries because in the older games, Bowser was definitely faster, so he was harder to beat. His attacks were a lot faster. Like the freaking hammers, man. The hammers were like.
Yeah, he threw like a bunch of hammers, right?
Yeah, he threw them really fast. He threw the hammers again. New Super Mario Bros. 2, but they were really slow. But in the first game, they're like really fast, and I always died in the hammers. But eventually, I beat him. Super Mario Bros. 2, I beat just with Toad. It was pretty hard because there are a lot of levels near the end that involve jumping, and as you know, Toad sucks at jumping, but I beat it with just him and him alone.
You're a Toadmaster!
Mm-hmm. And Free I never played, so... I guess if it counts, I saw the ending to Free, but I never actually got to it because I never played it.
This is kind of off topic, but for me, when I was doing Super Mario Bros. 2, I mainly used Peach, but Toad I used for the, like, when I had to verse bosses and stuff, because Toad picks up things really fast, and he's really good at doing, like, things, like, really quick. He picks it up really fast and throws it really quickly. So that's what he's the best at. Peach grabs things so slowly. It's like, ugh! Toad's like, right away, so.
I like her health, though. I like her health because I end up dying a lot. I never use Mario. That's the only character I don't use. I don't use Mario. I use Peach because of health, and I die easily. Toad, because he jet through everything real fast when I have to do running. Luigi, just for jumping so I can land on platforms correctly.
I mainly use just Peach because her floating ability is really useful, and Toad, just for speed and power, that's all. All right, next up, James.
As I mentioned, I completed Super Mario Brothers on the 3DS, and I never actually completed it on the NES, I must point out, but I did play through it until, like, World, like, 5, I think it was, and then I stopped. Then I completed it fully on the 3DS, as I mentioned. Super Mario Brothers 2, never played, so I can't say. Super Mario Brothers 3... as I said, I've yet to complete that, and I've really got to. Again, that's in my backlog, and I've really got to. That's it.
Barky.
I, in a way, I kind of cheated with the first Super Mario Brothers, because I never passed like certain worlds because I was really bad at the game. Granted, I was young. And then a cousin of mine came over and borrowed the game for a while, then returned it, and he got all the way to World 8, never beat it. And so that's how I beat first Super Mario Brothers. Second Super Mario Brothers, I only really beat recently. I say recently very loosely. Recently, as in like in recent memory, because I remember watching a YouTube video on how to like kind of just run through the game, and it did the warps, and then I never beat Super Mario Brothers 3. Final world was crazy.
All right, Riley?
Okay. I beat Super Mario Bros. 1. I did it on the All-Stars pack, though, so I could, save in between worlds. So I guess that's something to mention. Mario 2 I've never beaten, but really recently I pulled out my old Game Boy Advance copy of it and started playing that, so that's a thing. And Super Mario Bros. 3, I always get stuck at, like, the 7th or 8th world. So, I've only beaten one.
Well, I don't mean to brag, but...
Oh, God.
I don't mean to brag, but I pretty much beaten everything, like, years ago, so... Yeah, I beat everything, like, a long, long time ago. I beat Super Mario Bros. 1, like... Do I even need to, like, remember the exact date? I can try, but I really can't remember. Okay, Super Mario Bros. 1 I beat back when, like, I was, like, 6 or 7. Mainly because I had help from my brother. So, you want to count that or not, but... That was on Deluxe, but I did beat the on the NES version, I did beat that by myself without warping with a stupid special warp zone. So I consider that an accomplishment. For Super Mario Bros. 2, I beat that game freaking easily. On the Game Boy Advance version, NES version, that game is so easy for me. You just have to be careful. As long as you're not, like, speeding through everything like a lunatic. Though sometimes it's good to speed, but when you, like, speed through it, like, whoosh, 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 you're gonna fall... Or you're going to get hit, so I don't do that, but I did beat that game really pretty easily. and for Super Mario Bros. 3, I beat that game, like, on the Game Boy Advance only. I think. Because the NES version, when you lose all your lives, you go all the way back and you can't save or anything. So you turn it off, you can't get that data back. So it's kind of... I never really was that good at that game, but I did beat it on the Game Boy Advance version, I guess, because of the help. But still, that's counting as beating it. So I did beat all three of them. Yes. Clapping for me.
Woo!
All right, next question. What do you think about each game? Now, I pretty much asked you some questions about this, guys. But what I mean by what do you think, I mean, like, in general, like, the whole review of the game itself for each. What do you think about it completely? Like, is it a good game? Is it a bad game? Is it difficult? Like, what is your full-on opinion? Dark Boo.
Oh, I was about to say, you caught me at the wrong minute. I was about to sneeze. But, the first one, I don't find anything... The first one wasn't a problem to me. Only thing was that if I didn't have the fire flower, I ultimately fail. Because I was just hitting everything with fire. Wherever that was fire for it. But I didn't have a problem... I find it good. There's no problem with it. Especially for a game of this age, there's no problem with it. The second one, I like that they added more characters because I'm getting tired of playing this. Well, they had Mario and Luigi, but Luigi was second player. I got tired of playing, well, back then he was skinny, and then Mario put on a few pounds because he was eating them pasta and stuff. But he know how to throw down at the dinner table. So... I like how they added Peach, Luigi, and Peach wasn't kidnapped or something of that nature. But I actually like, because I can be more than one character, basically, and I'm just rambling on right about now. So the third one, I like when they added all them items. Yeah, I didn't know what some items do. They didn't even have an instruction to tell you what type of, what do the items do, because I was using items and I see nothing happen. I was like, nothing happened.
Like, so the music that
the third one.
Oh, I don't think they had instructions. The game that I had, it never had instructions.
I do know that certain power-ups took priority over others.
Yes, and I know I got things like a music box. I didn't know what that do. I had to look it up. I used it one time and nothing happened. I'm like, excuse me? So nothing, my only thing was that they needed some type of instructions, especially to be adding all them items. I knew what the fire flower does, the leaf. I knew what those do, because that was obvious. The pea, whatever. Whatever the P was. I know what that do, because I was cheating. I was just using that to just get through the whole level. Because that's what it basically was, unless the level have a roof. Or it's underwater. But, that's my only downfall. If they had something to tell you what does the item do, I would have been happy, because I am dumb as hell. I tell you, some games, I am dumb as hell. And apparently that was the game that I was just like, huh? So that's my only downfall with the third one.
All right, Boo. All right. Toadette.
One, it was, you know, a pretty nice start to the series. I mean, it was just like pretty much any Mario game. And two, I really enjoyed it because, you know, Toad. You know, Peach wasn't actually kidnapped for once. So it's like, oh, that's a nice change for once. And again, three I never played.
James.
I like the original Super Mario Brothers. I still have very fond memories of me on the NES, not completing it, playing through it and having a fun time with the Fire Flower and killing Goombas. Very weird thoughts I had. Then when I replayed it on the 3DS with restore points and other useful stuff, I enjoyed it just as much, and I think it's a very, very good game. And even to this day, I still find it quite difficult in the castles to this day. But it's not so difficult like modern games. Like the new Super Mario Brothers franchise, which is difficult, but not as difficult. That made no sense.
Yeah, it made sense. But
it did it good. Super Mario Brothers 2, I can't say, but with what I've seen, I do like I do like how Peach is an actual playable character, and so is Toad, and one of many games that Toad is actually playable. And I haven't played the game, so I can't really say any much more about that. Then Super Mario Brothers 3, I do like it about the majority, like, they've invested time in the power-ups. They made the frog suit, which is still the weirdest power-up I've seen to date, and I've seen Cat Mario, so it's still the weirdest power-up to date. And they retained the Fire Flower, and that's it. The airships as well, which is where they started from. And I do like the unique concept it had. So you went round to each world and saved one of the kings and defeated them. It's good.
Speaking of Cat Mario, when are we going to have Dog Mario?
Ruff.
Yeah.
Yep. Woof, woof.
Leading that into that, Barky?
Oh, well, you know, I do like the first one for what it is. It's a great start to wonderful series, you know. Second one, I never knew as Mario, Super Mario Brothers 2. I knew it as Super Mario Advance. So when I found out that was the U.S. Super Mario Bros. 2, I was kind of like, oh, that's neat. It is neat. Fun game to waste some time on. And three is a thing.
Yeah.
That's all I can really say on that.
There's a thing.
it's a thing.
Fair enough.
Riley.
Oh boy. All right. So number one, it's a great game. It started the whole series. Difficulty level's pretty much fine for me. Number two, the first time I played it, I hated that game. And coming back and playing it more recently, I actually found it really fun. So, yeah. For some reason, I just didn't like the game, you know, the first time I played it. And now, I find it great. Number three is awesome. One thing that annoys me is that when you die, you know, you have to go all the way back to the start point or the checkpoint or whatever.
Oh, yes. That was the most annoying thing.
Yeah, but I thought it was really fun. All the new power-ups were really nice. The item houses, and I mean, you could be in a shoe, so that was cool. And yeah,
Shoe Mario.
When are they gonna bring that back?
Yeah, when are they gonna bring that back? They should.
Stinky ass shoe. I don't want to go. Don't go in some Goomba shoe. That's BO.
You want to be in Toadette's shoe if she had one.
Yeah, but her shoe, she has a very tiny shoe. I won't fit in the shoe.
Well, we'll have to make you fit. All right. So my opinion on all three games. Damn, this is hard. Okay. Super Mario Brothers 1. What can I say about Super Mario Brothers 1? Very basic, very simple. Anyone can do it. It's just kind of hard at certain points, but. Basically, it's the skill level that anyone can do it. Literally, I think anyone can do it. As long as you have common sense and you have a brain, anyone can do it. And so, every one of you beat Super Mario Bros. 1, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. Okay. So I don't want to make it awkward. Like, what if you didn't beat it and I said that? I would have been like, But no, Super Mario Bros. 1 is definitely a great game. And plus, leading to another question that we're going to answer soon, it did save the video game industry, which crashed back then, like the 80s. So we owe a lot to Super Mario Bros. 1. That game, it did a lot. So definitely, it's also one of the most favorable styles, because you look at New Super Mario Bros., it's basically just like that. Everyone loves the side-scrolling platformer stuff. Though some people are getting sort of sick of it, but mainly just because it's so common, but that's off-topic. But yeah, Super Mario Bros. 1, great game. Super Mario Bros. 2, it's very different. Obviously because it comes from the game Doki Doki Panic, but it's just the fact that when you look at all three games, this game stands out the most because it's just so different. But the difference is what makes me love the game so much. It's just such an interesting concept to, like, go sideways, and you actually can go up side scroll up instead of just going sideways. That was a new thing they made, like going up and down. That was awesome. And also all the unique turn-up things they had. Like, I remember they had, like, the shell, which was, like, a face in, like, the Japanese version. They had, like, the potion, the mushroom thing you could, like, grab and, like, get a new heart. There was so many interesting things in the game, which is what made me love it so much. And that's why I still love it. Also, they made the characters different. Like, usually they had Mario and Luigi, they're the same thing. In that game, they were all different. Luigi was a high jumper, Mario was average, Peach could float for long periods of time, Toad was really fast and powerful. That was what I loved, having characters that are different. And that's what I still love about the game to this day. I played it recently. I played it like a week ago. It's a really great game. I definitely love Smash Bros. 2. And Smash Bros. 3, I love the game, but it just, again, it gets to me sometimes. Like, I always have to go back to the checkpoint because I just keep screwing up on a level. I don't know what it is. Maybe it just I suck. But even though I have beat the game, it's just really hard to me at times. It's really hard to beat that game. They made things really hard. However, I do love the items they had, like the P-Wing and the Warp Whistle.
No, I'm disappearing!
Oh, I'm back. Okay, I just had to disappear real quick. But yes, I'm back. But yeah, Smash Bros. 3 is a great game. I feel like it's really hard. And being hard is a good thing. Wow. But being hard is a good thing.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I swear, no one better make no innuendos about that. Okay, I'm talking about the game, all right? I'm not talking about nothing else. But yeah, the game is really hard, but also having a challenge is what makes the game fun. It makes you keep playing it. I mean, if it was so easy, then who would want to play it, you know? So, yeah, I would definitely say all three of them are great games, but my favorite, if I say Smash Bros. 2, will I be shunned?
No.
No.
All right.
That's my favorite, too.
Then I'll say Smash Bros. 2. That's my favorite. Alrighty, moving on to our next question. What do you think about Smash Bros. 1 and saving the video game industry? Dark Boo.
I didn't know it did.
Where were you, Boo?
I was home. I think I was at school.
It would happen back in 1985. It happened like around the middle 1980s, like 1983, 84,
85. 1985, that's when they came out.
That was the exact time? Okay, yeah, 1985 then.
I was only about 9 years away. Girl, so I wasn't, like, thought about 9 years. But, I didn't know.
Okay,
I didn't
so
know
video games weren't doing really well, and Super Mario Brothers was, like, one of the best-selling games of all time because everyone wanted to play it, and now everyone got into, everyone got into it, Mario is basically the granddaddy of all video games today. It wasn't the first video game, but, I mean, it was the first really popular video game that pretty much resurrected all video games, got them really popular.
Yeah, because arcades were, like, dead then. Same for the video game home consoles. They were, like, dead. So, it really did bring a boost to sales and stuff. So, we have to thank Super Mario Bros. 1.
Well, I would thank it, but if it would never come out, I think the industry would have rebounded somehow. It would have rebounded by some means. But I do think it thank you. But to me, that's later on when they 64 and other thing. And then I get in that topic about what happened, the inside scoop between Sony and Nintendo. Because to this day, I still think them two work together to try to kill Microsoft. But nonetheless, I was thinking, I didn't even know it did, so I was kind of like oblivious.
Toadette.
I think it deserved that title, and it was a good game. It was like, yeah, the first really super popular game, like I said before. And, I mean, you know, even though there are games that people say, oh, that game is better than, you know, Mario. Mario's for kids. Just remember who started the craze.
Exactly. James?
Super Mario Brothers kind of reinvented games in a way, as you pointed out in the previous question. It kind of it reinvented stuff. You could go forwards and backwards, like you could go like a side scroller, so you could move like freely.
And freely for that time.
Yes, that is true. Freely for that time, and then you could use items. You had power ups. It was fantastic. If it were like a grandpa to all the other like modern video games now, they'd be like, "Oh, when I was young, every other video game was just one little screen. That's it. You had just to press one button to shoot stuff. I went forwards. I went and killed Goombas and stuff. And that's it. That was literally it. That's how it saved the entire video game market, because it was revolutionary for its time."
Barky.
You know, it's a wonderful thing that Super Mario Brothers did, and I am quite happy that it exists, which is why I get very, I guess, upset or offended when people do say anything directly to me about Mario or Nintendo specifically, because then it's like, you know, without them, you wouldn't have video games as they are today. Maybe they'd be in some other form, but it wouldn't be like it is today. And so, that's a thing.
It's a thing!
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Riley.
Well, Super Mario Bros. Is wasn't it the launch title for the NES? Or one of them?
Well, what'd you say?
Wasn't it one of the launch titles for the NES?
Yes.
Yeah, Duck Hunt Mario Brothers.
Yep.
They're a package together.
Yeah. Anyway, so Mario Bros. Really just revolutionized everything. And so eventually a lot more platformers came out of it, and that just rebooted the video game industry. It was really cool.
Okay, so what do I think about this? Well, I'm actually pretty glad that it saved the video game industry, because if it didn't, video games would be dead. It'd be a fad. We would have no podcasts. We wouldn't exist. So we have to thank Super Mario Bros. 1 for saving the video game industry and keeping that gaming lust still alive, so that everyone's so interested in video games. And now video games have grown so much over the years that it's like its own genre of stuff. Like, people used to like think like, and it was like this small thing, but actually it's like grown to this big thing, phenomenon, and it's like you can't deny that video games they've grown so much over the years, and look how much they mean to us. They keep us from being bored. Well, actually, yeah, they do. They keep us from being bored. They give us something to do. They inspire us. Like, some games have inspired me to do my own stuff. So yeah, definitely, we have to thank Super Mario Bros. 1 for saving it all. Because, I mean, if there was another game, who knows if another game would have saved the video game industry. We don't know for sure, but we don't know for sure that it would save the industry. We don't know if another game would have come along to save the industry. All we know, it could have been dead. So we have to thank that game. Yes. Thank you, Super Mario Bros. 1. Let's all say thank you. Say thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. No, 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 no.
Thank you, Mario.
No, y'all did it wrong. It's thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Say thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. You have my thanks.
Thank you, Uncle Mario.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Now about that cake.
It's the last time you have coffee.
Next question. Was it a good thing Super Mario Bros. 2 was like Doki Doki Panic rather than the Lost Levels, aka Japan's Super Mario Bros. 2? Do you think the Lost Levels should have came to the US like then? What I mean by then, like, instead of like the Doki Doki Panic Super Mario Bros. 2 here, do you think they should have had the Lost Levels Super Mario Bros. 2 here rather than have it be a Doki Doki Panic similarity? What do you guys think, Dark Boo?
They could have had it here, but you know how they have the exclusive games where it's only exclusive to certain parts of the world, which aggravates me, and I don't even find. I don't understand the purpose of having a game exclusive to a part of the world, but not to the other part, because Raichu would make, well, no, I can't say that, because that's not valid. But I don't understand why they do that. Why would they make a grape exclusive to one part of the world, but not to the other? I never comprehend that thing yet. Although I do know some games that are exclusive to certain parts of the world, but I don't find it. They could have did the lost levels for the U.S. Just put it like that, because I don't even find. I don't see the purpose behind doing that. That one game have a certain title. Like, some games have different titles depending on what part of the world. They have different levels and different graphics and everything. I don't understand that. To me, that's like doing too much. But they could have definitely did it. Brought that lost levels to U.S. Definitely.
So that.
It doesn't really matter to me. I mean, didn't we already get like the lost levels sort of like for Virtual Console or something?
Yes.
Yeah. So, I mean, I personally prefer Mario Bros. 2, but I guess I could understand that since it was, like, so much different Mario. I bet, you know, at least a lot of people are like, what? Huh? This isn't like the other Mario. When really it's actually kind of more like, well, they call it Super Mario USA in Japan. But, yeah, I mean, it would really matter to me.
James,
because I live in the UK, we had the like Super Mario Brothers 2, so we had it. So because our Super Mario Brothers 2 is the Lost Levels, so when we got the kind of the Doki Doki Panicky version of it, which was the one you're talking about, I got a bit confused. I got very confused. It's not the same. And then I realized, hang on a minute, it's the USy kind of US version. And when I read about it a few weeks back, it was actually because of a partnership in Japan, which is Japan only, and other such stuff. And I was just confused. Though it does bring up a good point as to why they tried to do this in the first place. I mean, in Europe, we've actually missed a few games in the Mario franchise, and because we never got Mario Super Sluggers on the Wii, because that's just to name one of them, and when we did eventually, when we didn't actually get it, oh god, I've lost my train of thought. I've got nothing to say. My mind is slowly turning off.
I have a question for you.
Go on.
I could have sworn, I may be wrong about this, but I could have sworn that we had the same Super Mario Bros. 2. I thought we had the same Super Mario Bros. 2, the Doki Doki Panic-like game. Because I'm looking at Super Mario Wiki, and it says that you guys had it too, and just like us, you didn't have the
We had Super Mario Bros. 2, but then we had the Doki Doki Panic kind of version of it afterwards. It's kind of slightly different over here.
Oh.
In the UK, at least.
Oh, all right. Oh, okay.
So we had the harder version, if you will.
Oh, okay, that makes
sense. Because another notable mention is Luigi's Mansion, the PAL version.
Yeah, you got the extra hard hidden mansion mode.
Yes, we got the extra hard one, meaning you have to complete it twice, and it's all mirrored or reversed. I can't remember which. Yeah, mirrored. So we had to complete it twice, unlike in North America and any other place. So you had to complete it once. We had to complete it twice in mirror, which is hard, very hard.
You also have to ride the vacuum in the process, right?
Yes. So it was slightly off topic, but on topic. So we do get some exceptions, and we do sometimes get releases from other places. But I'm still waiting for Super Sluggers. I want to actually play that.
See, to me, that's not fair. I'm saying that because I didn't get the game, but if that's me with the game and looking at something. Actually, no, I still would say that's not fair because I'm not like that. goodness, I don't exclude myself. If I see something unfair, I'm going to say it. That's not fair. To me, I had to go on an emulator because I used Dolphin Emulator, although I did have the Luigi Mansion. And I got the European BIOS. So I can play the PAL games. I tried to mirror it, let's say. When they said it was hard, I thought they was exaggerating. Oh my goodness.
That wasn't an exaggeration. It was hard. The things that were hard in the normal version, it was harder in the mirrored version. It's like, I don't know what it is. It's just difficult.
Yeah, they are not lying when they say it was hard. It is hard. But I don't find that fair. Why should a certain part of the world get an exclusive game compared to the other world? That, mind you, they get the same game, but it don't have the same things like that game. Like one game, they have an extra mode for North America, but the other, for Japan, they don't have an extra mode. And for Europe, they have an extra mode that's not in the North America. I don't understand all that. I really don't.
They think some regions are cleverer than others. Let's just leave it at that. We just leave it at that because that's what Nintendo think. Because we got Luigi's Mansion with the mirror version because they thought that we were clever enough to kind of beat it. It's the same reason for Super Mario Bros. 2, the original Lost Levels version, which you would call it. Even on the Virtual Console here, we call it the Lost Levels on the Virtual Console, but not in the original package game, which is very interesting.
Parky.
I think that Super Mario Bros. 2 in the U.S. was a good thing. The Lost Levels did come out to the U.S. in the All-Stars game for the SNES. The reason that it didn't come out was that Nintendo of America, I believe, thought it was too difficult for a lot of for the audience they were aiming for. And that's why a lot of exclusives are where they are. Like a perfect example is Mother or Earthbound Zero. It was set to release, but people over at Nintendo were like, "This isn't gonna sell," and they axed it. And I am glad that we have a different version of Super Mario Bros. 2. So.
Yeah, I mean, we should be lucky that we at least got a Super Mario Bros. 2 instead of skipping just from 1 to 3.
Mm-hmm.
That's a thing.
Yep.
Riley.
I think it was a good thing that they released the Doki Doki Panic Super Mario Bros. 2 here in the U.S. Because, I mean, this may have just been me younger, but playing the Lost Levels when it came out on the SNES was really hard. And playing number 2 Doki Doki Panic Edition, it's I don't know, I like the change in gameplay and the fact that, you know, he plays all the characters and, you know, the Lost Levels didn't have that.
For me, I am glad that we did get our own Super Mario Bros. 2 because, you know, everything happens for a reason. I'm one of the firm believers of that. Everything happens for a reason. And also because, if I'm being honest, I never really even liked the Lost Levels or Japan's. Wow, I said I didn't like the Lost Levels. I said we don't like... I meant the game. Wow, that was bad. Okay, I just realized our podcast is called The Lost Levels. So I love The Lost Levels. It's the best game ever. Ooh, it's so much fun. I just love playing it better than our version. Oh my god, The Lost Levels is the best. But in all
careful what you say.
But in all seriousness, I thought that Super Mario Bros. 2, literally, like, the Japanese version, literally was way too similar to the first one. It looks literally exactly the same. Just some differences in tiles and some differences in blocks and, like, oh, you add a poison mushroom, too. That's literally all the differences I can spot out. Literally, it looks like the exact same game to me. Otherwise, that's what... I mean, probably it was intended for that, obviously, but still. I just don't like how similar it was. I mean, then we have our Smart Bros. 2 that was, like, completely different. Way different than that for the first one. And then, like, I bet, like, Americans are wondering back then, like, oh, yeah, this is Smart Bros. 2. Wait, why is this so different? Oh, damn. Then we have Smart Bros. 3. It's like, whoa, why is it so... Oh, they probably, like, put it back to that version because they didn't like how this version, like, was so different or whatever. I don't know. It's just, to me, it's, like, so weird how different and then... different and then non-different each of them are, and how they all, but all of them fit together though. Like Smart Bros. 2, it does fit in the continue. What's so funny? Okay, I had someone laugh, but okay. But yeah, that's pretty much what I think. I am glad we got our version. Everything happens for a reason. Yada yada yada. Next question. Yeah, this is the last one. Oh, actually, we have one more after this, but whatever. Is Smart Bros. 3 the best in the series? And I don't mean the whole Mario series. I mean out of the collection of one. Super Mario Bros. 3, the best in the series. Not the whole Mario series, the NES series. 1, 2, and 3.
Can you repeat the question, please? No. Nowhere near, no. Because, please. We have 1 and 2 up par, so no.
Never played Super Mario Bros. So I can't say anything.
All right, James.
I don't think it is. I still prefer the original Super Mario Brothers. And I'm gonna say that.
All right, Barky.
No, if we're talking in the Mario series as a whole, I would say that there's quite a few other contenders for that title. The best in the series. But no, it's definitely not.
All right. Riley.
No, I don't think so. I prefer the original more than 3. For I don't know why.
Oh, well. I don't think Smash Bros. 3 is the best in the series either. Though it is a really good game. I will say that. I know probably lots of our fans are going to kill us because, you know, a ton of them love Smash Bros. 3 to death.
Oh, boy.
I know.
Oh, well, boy. It's great, but not the best.
Yeah, I would say that too.
I never played it, so nobody hate on me because I never played it, so I can't say anything.
Next question. Last one. What do you think of the collection altogether? Are these the best Mario games or what? Dark Boo. Ooh.
They're not the best Mario games. No. They are not the best Mario games. I don't care what anyone say, these are not the best. They are up there, but they're not the best. No, they probably up there in the 80, 90, and 100 percentile, but they're not touching 100% or being at top of the outlier. So, actually, no, outlier can be low numbers, so let me take that back, because there are some games that just suck. But I don't think these are the best games. They are up there, though, but I don't think they're necessarily the best. And I'm not going to say just because of technology advancing that, oh, one game is better than the other, because when I explain it, that would not come out my mouth, or that would not be directed, nor be my thesis. And I will be cohesive with my statements. So those three are not entirely the best, but they're up there.
Yeah, they're good games to start the series, but I prefer the newer games.
James.
I think it's up there, and I'm gonna kind of agree with Dark Boo on this. And it is up there. It is only Super Mario Brothers 3 and the original Super Mario Brothers is like up there because those are the ones I find good. They're just good. That's all. Super Mario Brothers 2 was neither really gave anything new to the actual franchise. It just made it a bit harder, okay, very hard. But that's all it did.
Bart.
Well, it's the only collection. Like, It's the only collection that's been released, right? Of the, like, original...
Well, what I really meant was, is that do you think these three games are the best in the series?
No. They're great. They're all great. But there's a few... There's quite a few other combinations that are a lot better than the original NES Mario games.
Okay. Riley!
I think they're really great games, but I think there are a couple games that are just a bit above them for me.
As for me, I do not think they're the best games. I mean, they're good games, but they're not the best. Alright, because there are so many more better Mario games, because it's how the series evolved. Alright, some people, you have to respect the roots, but don't say the roots are the best, because sometimes roots are not the best. Some people are, like, so freaking caught up, and like, oh, but it's the original, it has to be the best. Just because something's the original doesn't mean it's the best. Remember something. See, not all sequels are better, but sequels are created to usually, not all the time, keyword, not all the time, but usually they're created to fix something that was wrong with the previous game and improve on it. Hopefully, most games are, but some aren't. Some are just downfalls. But yeah, I would definitely say that they're good games, they're great, you have to respect them, but they're not the best. And if you think they're the best, that's fine, too, you have a right to your opinion, but I personally do not think they're the best. And that's just my tea.
Yeah, and this also applies to several other video game series, like, not just Mario. I mean, like, a lot of people say, oh, the first Pokemon games were always the best games, new games suck. But a lot of them seem to forget how many freaking, like, glitches and stupid exploits you could do in the original Pokemon games. They were buggy as hell.
They were. Those games have the most glitches I've ever seen publicly, like, in a game. Like, literally, there is so many glitches.
And the same thing goes for the first Mario Brothers, because you could do, like, the Minus World glitch and, like... You know, the infinite one-ups glitch, like all the warp zone stuff. You don't see warp zone in newer Mario games. Like, you got the cannons and all, but those are optional. But like, yeah, they actually make it a little bit harder for you, so you can't skip through the levels this time.
Exactly. So, thank you guys so much. Oh, I'm sorry, Bark. If you want to say something, you can say it.
I just wanted to say something on the note of sequels.
Okay.
There are some cases where a sequel will be released and no one will even acknowledge the fact that there was one before it. You know, much like everyone's saying Mario Bros. And before Super Mario Brothers, there was Mario Brothers.
Yeah, nobody remembers Mario Bros. A lot of people don't remember Mario Brothers. It was the Mario Brothers before Super Mario Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, much like with
like
Earthbound.
They have not acknowledged it so much. It's been unacknowledged for so long that the Mario series is actually called Super Mario, not just Mario. We just call it Mario to say it easier, but it's called Super Mario.
Yeah,
and
much like Earthbound, right? Everyone remembers Earthbound, and then its sequel, you know, on the Game Boy Advance. No one remembers Earthbound. Well, very few people remember
Earthbound Zero. Another one.
Yeah.
I love that game.
Poor Nintendo.
I played it constantly because my friend Brittany, she got me into the series, and I played that game actually before. Not before. No, not before. I played that game after. But that's another podcast altogether.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you guys for watching our main topic. It was really good. Thank you guys for giving your insights. We're going to get to whatever we've been doing this week. So if you want to continue listening, then please, please listen. We're going to be juicy right now. All right, so let's just get really quickly to what everyone's been doing this week. Dark Boo, what have you been doing this week? And what have you been playing?
Oh, crap. I about to say nothing. Friday, I went to Walmart. That's a whole... You gotta listen to Black... See, this is the problem. I usually do my what have you been doing. I've been doing that for Black Fridays, because that's all it is. So basically,
Black Fridays.
Yes, Black Fridays, get into it. So usually you had to listen. You had to listen to that. But besides that, let me just add. I've been working on I still have Mario Party Forum style. I actually have a lot of it done. I just never announced it or anything. Not because I'm trying to be secretive and all that nature, or trying to dissipate my theories and stuff. But the problem is that I don't want to. I could give it if I want to, but no. And I've been working on Zelda Ocarina of Time. I've been doing modifications and hacking of the ROM. I've been making custom levels for it. I'm trying to make one. I've been making a lot, but then after the textures fail, so I can't add any switches because they will just go totally dead. So I'm doing a dungeon over. This one is like Snow Peak. I can say it's like Snowhead Temple. But, because, mind you, we had, like, a room with 3 floors, so that's how it's going to be. I already got the layout and everything, but I just got to build it, and I got to do one whole room over, because I think I be using my polygon limit, so that's why I'm going to start monitoring my polygons and just do the whole room over. I don't need all the damn doors. But, that's pretty much what I've been doing. Literally, that's what I've been doing. I've been staying up to, like, 6 a.m., because that's what I've been doing most of the time, and, that's all. I don't recall myself doing anything else, so that's pretty much it.
Yeah, if you want to see the full thing about what Dark Boo has been doing this week, check out Black Fridays at our YouTube channel.
Oh, yes, and if you want to see the Ocarina of Time, check the YouTube, because I've been posting my little test runs with it.
Yeah. Toadette, what have you been doing this week, honey?
Nothing. Tomorrow I'm going to get Pikmin free. Well, I'm going to try to get Pikmin free. But hopefully I'll get it. So, woo-woo! Pikmin!
Woo-woo!
Pikmin!
Jane!
Woo-woo! Back up! The Pikmin's too fat!
Oh, we have to do that later with you-know-who, Toadette. James?
What have I been doing? Well, for the last 2 weeks since I was actually last on here as a guest, 79, I think it was on, last time I was on this, and the first time, a few confusions, and games have been released, which you've yet to get, Pikmin 3, and I played on Animal Crossing a bit more, New Leaf, and actually at the moment, my greatest achievement at the moment, I'm actually, like Dark Blue, I'm actually making a custom track for Mario Kart Wii, and it's based on, because you can't port the track that I'm doing. It's 3DS Bowser's Castle, so it's going to be very difficult to actually make. I've got to make all the textures, and I've got to port the whole, like, track, the curves, the underwater part. It's a nightmare. That's what I've basically been doing. I've had to get SketchUp working to do so, and that's been interesting. I had to go on all the forums to get that working. And now the clueless parts of my story. One day after episode 79 was recorded, we have a library in our town here in the UK. And there was a single book, okay? Now, this doesn't sound very interesting, but hold on. There's a big, gigantic dome, okay? It's all completely glass, looks very modern, and there's a shelf that goes around it, that's 10 meters up. You're all visualizing this, I'm guessing. Okay? Yes?
Yes, mm-hmm. When you said meters, yes. I was about to say, when you said meters, I was like, don't forget someone's in the U.S., we probably don't know what meters are. Well, we do know what meters are, but we're used to that damn inch. But
feet.
We know what
Shall
meters.
I use feet? Shall I use feet?
Okay.
It's about 15 feet up. Okay, I'll use feet, because that's generic for you guys anyway. And there was a book on top of that shelf, 15 feet up. And I asked the librarian how it got up there. And bearing in mind our library is big and it has lots of floors. It's got 3 floors. That's how we have the ground floor, first floor, and second floor. And I know you're going to start saying, why do you call that the first, second? Why do you say first, second, third, not ground, first, second? It's complicated. It makes sense over here. But anyway, I was looking out because we have a glass pane, big dome, and there was a book there. and it was on its side. It wasn't. It wasn't flat on the shelf. It was on the side. No, there wasn't any way of getting to it, and all the librarians were confused, and so was I. We took photos and everything. We were just wondering how it got up there. When we did eventually get the book down, it got even more mysterious because nobody had taken the book out. Because you'd assume that if you managed to throw it up, you would have like at least taken the book out, but nobody did. So it's kind of still sitting up there. And they put it back up there just as a comical gag from now on. Nobody's ever going to take it out. It's just up there now from now on. It's like a famed thing. That was a very interesting part of my fortnight. I've been recording stuff. I started to play a bit on Super Paper Mario. I've done that. That's one of the things I've added to my backlog to complete, and I'm completing it. I will be done by whenever I will be done. Okay, I'm done.
Barky.
A lot of Earthbound. A lot and lots and lots of Earthbound. And a little bit of Pikmin 2 because I cannot wait for Pikmin 3.
Riley?
Whoa!
Pretty much nothing. I started playing Golden Sun, which is a thing.
A thing.
It is a thing. But, yeah, my life is pretty dull right now.
Well, as for me, there's been a ton of stuff I've been doing this week. First off, I went to go see The Wolverine a couple days ago, and it was a really fantastic movie. I suggest all of you go see it. There was something that happened when I came home that I told Boo, but I'm not sure I can say it on the podcast because it's not exactly for kiddies. And, you know, I really
There's
don't
want to... There's no cats here.
What?
There's no cats here.
Better not be any cats here.
There's dogs here, so...
Take them out.
I don't know.
So you can say it. It's just not for kitties. There's no cats here.
All right, so when we were walking home, me and my three friends and my brother, who, oh my God, is annoying as hell.
Join the club.
We saw this girl, and oh my God, this woman. She just had a really big rump. And not the bad kind, the good kind, the juicy kind, the plump kind. I was like, woo!
Should I sing it?
We just sing it right now. Whoop, whoop!
Pull over!
Because that ass too fat. And it was too fat. It was, oh my God. And she came by us and she's like, excuse me. I'm like, oh. And then just, that damn thing. That's all. I was like, damn! Damn! That's all I could say. That's all. Damn.
I know she'll probably sing it. Keep your eyes on my badunka dunk dunk. Thinking you can handle this badunka dunk dunk.
That explains why you were mentioning that earlier.
Oh. Yes, but it was really great seeing her. But what else have I been doing? Well, I recently have heard that SC is getting engaged to one of the people in my town. Lobo, he's getting engaged to one of my wolf villagers in town, and I told Lobo that SC's not the one for him, and Lobo's starting to question SC because he doesn't know, because SC proposed to him and they're getting engaged because, you know, everything's allowed in Neon City, but now SC's rethinking the marriage because it's just not working out. So it was sort of a really big story to happen last night, and it was really intense.
Yes, it was. I was there to experience it.
Yeah, and VIP is really mad at you, SC.
Ooh.
Oh, he's really mad at you. Ooh, he could not believe that you were cheating on him with a wolf.
VIP ready kid.
Yeah, thank you. You better... Yeah, I know that I had to give SC the lucky black cat, which was named William Hudson, a.k.a. Dark Boo.
Yes.
I'm gonna give him bad luck.
Is there something wrong with wolves?
What are you trying to say?
I'm part wolf.
You're a dog. You're not a wolf.
I'm part wolf.
Well, there's nothing wrong with wolves, but he's a human. He can't be with a wolf. It just doesn't work.
Bestiality.
Well, actually, okay. Please. You know how Animal Crossing is, please, Toadette. You shouldn't even say that. You know how many freaking men Flora was with? Does that actually, we shouldn't even talk about the woman Flora was with. Flora slept with everyone in town.
So, thank God.
Hey now.
Sorry, Flora. I don't mean to. But, yeah, it's really intense, and I gotta continue telling Lobo that he cannot be with SC because he's not the one. And, a lot of freaking villagers have moved into the wrong spot in my damn town. Okay, this is all I'm gonna say, and then we're gonna move on, okay? But I gotta say this. Freaking villagers keep coming into my town, and they move to the spot where I do not want them to go. I have a little water fountain, and they keep moving on the side, behind it, in front of it. I'm like, I gotta put my trees here, and you're just moving exactly where I don't want you to be. It's like, ugh, stop. And it's, like, really annoying.
But I had that with one of the villagers which moved into my town, Drip Town, and it moved one of my pear trees that I recently planted, and it didn't move it, actually completely got rid of it, so I was a bit annoyed. I've lost like 1800 bells. Thanks.
Yeah, exactly. Freaking villagers move exactly where they should not be, and it's really annoying.
It should be like an avoidance system on New Leaf. They shouldn't be where something already is, just be in between it. Yeah. Maybe like a proximity something. There must be something.
Yeah. And
on the plus side, it's near my house.
Yeah, and the last thing I gotta say is that Barry came over to my town yesterday. And I really enjoyed her company. It's really nice, you know. We went into our house and, you know.
I don't.
My explorer moved out of town recently.
Yeah, so
I call them the explorer because their name is Dora.
Dora.
Nice.
Oh, very good.
Dora.
We did it at the same time. We did it at the same time. That was perfect. Okay, but now we gotta really move on.
Dora the explorer.
Stay tuned next time where I will continue telling the story about SC and then the bad luck and all that stuff. Actually, we gotta do another episode of Blooming Flora soon, Boo. We gotta know what happens with Flora and Jessica's in jail and what's Copper gonna do with her and stuff.
And KK Slider.
Oh, KK Slider. Watch out, Flora.
I gotta get real good for that one.
Yeah, we're gonna need to find some new people because we need more men to play the men in town because we have like too much women. We need some men.
Uh oh.
All right, so that's it for our podcast. Thank you guys. Who interrupted me? I'm looking at you. I see you. You were interrupting me. We got to do an ending commission now. All right. If you want to guest star on the podcast or if you have any questions, just contact us on YouTube. Find out updates and more juicy stuff at our YouTube, youtube.com/user/TheLostLevelsMPL. You can check out Mario Party Legacy and our form at MarioPartyLegacy.com and MarioPartyLegacy.com/form. Check out our original Mario Party. Wow. Let me say that all over again because I didn't even say the right word. Check out our original Mario Party content with our games MPI and MPFS at MPIMPFS.MarioPartyLegacy.com. Follow us on Twitter at MPL Network and our Facebook page, MPL Network. You can follow me on Twitter. I am at SpiderStarU. And you can subscribe to me on YouTube and make juicy, juicy, juicy videos. Check out my latest video of my Let's Play of Mario Party 2 where I did Spaceland recently. Yeah, Spaceland. And I got freaking hit by the damn Bowser beams twice because of freaking DK and the freaking Bowser bomb crap. Freaking making me so mad. I lost 24 because I lost 79 coins. It made me so mad. That was like a total of like 200 coins lost because of stupid freaking monkey gorilla crap DK. I could smack the gorilla out of him. Who the hell does he think he is?
I can't stand Donkey Kong as well. I can't stand him.
He's a jerk. Oh my god. But you gotta check that out. Alright? Because that was bull. You can subscribe to Dark Boo on YouTube. He's 516-974-3494. And for Toadette, you can follow her on Tumblr, unofficial Toadette. Her Facebook, This Is Nature, which is a Walhart page. And her YouTube is Caitlin Robitalian. And if you guys have anything to plug it in now.
My YouTube is... Ooh, do you want to go first?
Toadette already went.
Oh, I'll go then. Sorry. My YouTube is youtube.com/user/... the Tay 10 Minute Man, T-E-H 10 Minute Man. That's all one word. My Twitter is at Dribblondo. That's D-R-I-B-B-L-E-O-N-D-O. Because I'm the only reason I'm spelling it because some people say it differently and smell it differently. Spell it differently. Yes, I can't even say that now. Oh.
What am I spelling?
I have an Instagram as well of the same name, Dribblondo. Just search that up as well; it will come up. If you have a 3DS, if you actually even listening to this and you have a 3DS, then feel free to add me 10 75 17 18 35 83. Leave me a comment on my YouTube and let me know yours so I can do the verification thing. And please, Nintendo, introduce the Nintendo Network so we can actually get our own IDs. It'll make my life a lot easier. Yeah. So much easier.
Barky?
I do not have anything to plug at the moment.
Yeah, I bet you have tons of things to plug in, but you don't want to plug it in. Ha. I bet that's the case. Riley?
Just nothing at the moment.
Not much. I'm too lazy.
Well, I guess you could just find them in outer space if you go up there sometime.
You guys can find me.
Yeah, I think you're on Mars or something. I don't know. I gotta check again.
I've been visiting Gigas.
Thank you for watching the podcast today, and we will see you next time, all right?
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.